today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Saturday, is the 23rd of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Hashr, verse 10.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
And there is a share for those who came after them, saying, Our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those who have believed. Our Lord, indeed you are kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Quranic attestations of forgiveness and the related vocabulary exceed 200 in number. It is incumbent upon us to invoke Allah for forgiveness and also ask Allah's friends to pray for our forgiveness. Secondly, another virtue of the believers is that all their virtuous attributes springs from their pure heart, unadulterated by hatred and enmity against believers. With this episode of today's special and holding grudge in the view of Islam. Spite has greatly increased among people today, resulting in the severing of relations and in people holding grudges against each other. This is in spite of the fact that Allah has made legislations which would prevent this from happening. For example, a Muslim is allowed to request a Muslim who wants to visit him to return at a later time. In normal situations, people would not appreciate someone not allowing them entry when they visit them. But since Allah, the All-Knowing, knows that people might have certain circumstances, they would not allow them to receive visitors. He legislated this to protect people's hearts from holding grudges due to this. Having pure hearts that are free from spite is a bounty and a blessing from Allah, which He grants to the dwellers of paradise upon their entry into it.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasteen. Regarding holding grudge feeling hatred about someone or some people, it must be indicated that one of the characteristics of God-fearing people is that they keep away from holding grudge or feeling hatred, simple desires or, for example, childish instincts and so on. In the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 10, it's indicated, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O Allah, may you not put in our hearts a feeling grudge regarding those people who have faith or who are faithful people. At the same time, and on the other hand, it's quite well known that those people who are unbelievers, who never believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or true believers, they usually develop this state of feeling grudge regarding other people. And we find that according to certain pieces of hadith, feeling grudge is the source of other vices. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is a moral vice. Moral grudge. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of his moral instructions, indicated thus: "Tahiru qulubakum min al-hiqd fa'innahu da'un marmi." Cleanse your hearts from feeling grudge or feeling hatred, because this is a pandemic pain. It spreads from this person to another person.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Grudge affect the mental health. How many grudges you can hold in your heart? Only one grudge can make your health down. Imagine if you have a lot of grudges you keep holding on. The worst part of it is that it will affect your mental health into anxiety and depression. This means while we keep the grudge on us, it will harm us, and this kind of disaster caused by self-sin. Allah doesn't love to whoever that harm themselves. That is why the Quran already mentions letting the grudge away and giving forgiveness to others. It is better to do a good deed and avoid the bad deeds. In the Quran, Surah Al-Jasiyah, verse 23, mentions about this. So have you ever seen the person who made his lust as his God, and Allah let him go astray with his knowledge, and God has locked his ears and heart and put a lid on his sight? Then who is able to give him instructions after Allah let him be misled? Why don't you take lessons?
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi
العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
What should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? Take a time to reflect. Reflection means you need to take some time to see what happens between you and someone you're sorry for. If after you seeking forgiveness, they are still don't give their forgiveness for you, you might do something painful for them. That is why you need to reflect on yourself. You need to realize that something that you think easy or fine for you may not always fine for others. After taking a reflection, go through someone you're sorry for and try to apologize again. Indeed, Allah loves them who take a reflection.
God says in the Quran, وَنَزَعْنَا, we removed the rancor that they have in their hearts. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. We take out, we remove, we cleanse their hearts. Regarding the people of paradise, of course. And inshallah, you are the people of paradise, definitely. I have no doubt about it. In your dedication, in your ikhlas, in your beauty, you are the people of paradise. People of paradise, the first thing they do to them before they enter, they take out rancor and a grudge. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. غِلْ means rancor. And a grudge and hate. So they go into paradise happy. They don't hate anyone. Ikhwanan, God says they become siblings. You love your brother, definitely you love your brothers and sisters. Ikhwanan ala sururin, sitting on couches, mutaqabilin, facing each other. Not giving their backs to each other, but facing. Meaning they are having some beautiful social environment. This should be the case with us, the community of the believers in this dunya. One of the most dangerous diseases, my friends, is hiqd in the heart. And we must really take it out. We must extract it and exterminate grudge and hate and envy from our hearts. Otherwise, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, that disease is the most dangerous one. Al-hiqdu al-amu. He says, al-hiqd al-amu al-uyub. The meanest, the worst type of diseases and defects is a grudge. Is a grudge. He says in another hadith, al-haqudu mu'adhabun nafs. The person who's always rancorous, always hateful, he hates others. He's mu'adhab. He's torturing himself. He's not enjoying this life. He's not enjoying his life at all. Mu'adhabun nafs, mutada'iful ham. His ham, his sadness is multiplied. Multiplied because of himself. Because he doesn't want to take that disease out of his heart. But if you throw that disease out, you will be the happiest person, believe me. Your heart will be the purest, the cleanest, and you sleep with peace, you enjoy your life, you enjoy people, even the crazy people, you enjoy them. I'm telling you, because you develop patience. You develop patience. You develop tolerance and understanding for all people. For all people.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.